glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, we're certainly glad you're tuned in this morning. It's Friday. It's March 9th, 2012. Steve, I'm glad you're near. Thanks for being here this morning.
Great to be here. Good to see you again.
Roger, I'm glad you're with us via the phone lines. Thank you, God, for technology and the ability for you to be able to hold the phone at this point in your healing.
That's great, Bart. Thank you.
And thank you, listener, for carving out some time. Maybe you're scanning the dial and you happen to land on one of our four frequencies. We welcome you to the Ministry of Great News Radio, and in particular for this segment called Mark and Friends. And it's me. I'm Mark. And I have friends like Steve and Roger on the phone with me. Steve's here in the studio. And we will share the next 20 or so minutes testifying to God's goodness. Hopefully, by what we share and say, you'll be drawn closer to God. You'll entertain the idea that he has a plan and purpose for your life, that he loves you, that he cares about you. And we're going to begin, Steve, with you reading a little of Roger's story, because you've seen him at Singing Men rehearsals. You've come and presented to the guys because you're very involved in putting on this community appreciation concert in about 3 weeks, a little less than 3 weeks. Yeah. And so you've seen that guy in the wheelchair and you've been introduced to Roger, but this is the first time you're going to hear the whole story behind the Guillain-Barré syndrome that initially nobody knew what was going on. What's going on with Roger? He can't move his limbs. They're putting him in a coma. What's going on? So you're going to hear not only some of the story as recounted by the Monticello Journal Republican. This was in last week's edition. Basically, it was February 29th, but they put the paper out once a week, and this was on page 3. They have a picture of all the singing men of GNN. There's Stephen McClary directing all the guys in their tuxedos, and there's Roger in a wheelchair to the side, and then you see Roger in his tuxedo down below with his cutie wife, Brenda. And so those of you that have been tuned in for any period of time, or say the last couple of years, you've heard us talk about Roger and Guillain-Barré syndrome and some of the story, but we're going to read the account that was recently published in the Monticello Journal Republican, and then we have Roger on the phone to give a little update. So Steve will begin with telling some of the story as recounted by Amanda Gleason.
Thank you, Mark. And the title of this story is Autoimmune Disease Took Mobility, But Not Spirit, from Weisgarver and Family. And kind of in summary fashion, imagine waking one morning to find you barely have the use of your legs. No warning or symptoms. On January 2, 2010, this was Roger Weisgarver's reality. After being rushed to the emergency room, Weisgarver was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. More than 2 years later, Weisgarver is still recovering from this debilitating disease, but is on the road to making a full recovery. Weisgarver grew up in Monticello, after moving several times because of his job with a phone company. Weisgarver and his wife Brenda moved back to Monticello in July 2009. Roger began working for WGNN Great News Radio, and just 6 months later was struck with Guillain-Barré syndrome. Guillain-Barré syndrome, or GBS, is classified as an autoimmune disease because an affected person's immune system attacks the nerves. It causes muscle weakness, loss of reflexes, paralysis, and can even lead to death. Doctors don't know what causes GBS, although it has been known to present itself after an infection. Weisgarver had not been suffering from an infection when he was struck by GBS. Being stricken with the disease so quickly was a shock. Although the weakness began in his legs, GBS quickly moved to his arms and hands. To help slow the paralysis that was taking over Weisgarver's body, doctors at Carle Hospital induced a coma that lasted more than a month. The remainder of 2010 was spent in rehab facilities. Because GBS is rare, there are no support groups in the area. However, during his time in rehab, he received visits from those who had overcome the disease. That was very encouraging, said Weisgarver. After 26 months, he was finally able to come home, but there was still a long road ahead. He had to use a motorized wheelchair and required a hospital bed as well as in-home therapy. There were also some adjustments that needed to be made to the Weisgarver home. Modified door handles, touch switches, and the use of remote controls were important. Weisgarver also used voice recognition software to type on his computer. The Illinois Assistive Technology Program, based in Springfield, also offered their assistance, making sure the couple's home was ready for him to return. Roger and Brenda Weisgarver relied on the support of family and friends during Roger's recovery. In August 2010, a fundraiser was held for Roger at the First Christian Church in Monticello. "We were overwhelmed with support," said Roger. "More than 400 people attended." The Weisgarvers were grateful to WGNN-WGNJ General Manager Mark Burns and First Christian Church Music Minister Nathan Sois, who assisted in the coordination of the event. One source of great joy for Roger is music. He plays piano, trumpet, and sings with the singing men of GNN.
Woohoo!
Although it has taken some time, Roger sings as often as he can at the Piatt County Nursing Home, Tatman Village, and at church. He is looking forward to getting back to his keyboard as his progress continues ever so slowly. Weisgarver is thankful that he can once again volunteer. "I hope to become a resource for those with limited mobility," he said. As his recovery continues, he is now out of his hospital bed, using regular table service and moving around with a walker. A full recovery can take 3 to 5 years, and Roger remains positive that he will be completely healed. "I would not have made it this far along without my faith, family, and friends," he said.
Hey, that'll preach, faith, family, and friends, Roger.
Yeah, it blows my mind, yeah.
Wow. Well, hearing the story, and I know some of our listeners have navigated through this over the years because we've done a few different update interviews and talked about some of the stories that have been written on you, but you agreed to do this because you wanted to give God the glory and then just update some people on how God has worked in and through this whole situation, because I remember the bleak first few days. They didn't know it was Guillain-Barré syndrome. In fact, Brenda, your wife and I, we were at Carl, and we were looking up different things, and they didn't know if it was a stroke. They didn't know what was going on, the problems. I mean, they had you in that coma right away, and it really took some time. I think it was 4 or 5 days before they really thought, maybe this is Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah, that's my understanding, too. Of course, I don't have any recollection of any of January and just a little bit of February when you came in eager to watch my fingers move, and I was just able to twitch one. But that was a big thing.
And that took, I think that was some months before there was almost any movement. And I remember when you finally began talking after coming out of the coma, I personally was thinking, I think he's brain injured. He's not tracking correctly, and you know, they had you doped up and medication, and I thought, wow, he's just not all there. And so there was not just the loss of your movements in your limbs, your legs, your arms, any movement at all. You were just laying there paralyzed for months and months and months, but the progression just took a long, long time. And even this article, it says you're up in a walker, but that's just a very limited experience, just periodically where you're actually out of the wheelchair, right?
Yeah, primarily I am in the power chair to navigate around the house, but I purposely get up 3 or 4 times a day and make my rounds as far as I can here in our nice duplex that we've been blessed with, and able to navigate around the bedroom and the bathroom without using the power chair. So all those are big wins. They really are.
I remember the first time, and this was not that long ago, when you were able to start combing your own hair and being able to get your hands above your shoulder, like where you could wipe your face. And I mean, people just don't realize when you go a year literally bedridden with almost no movement whatsoever to just finally getting your hand off your lap or just into the air and then just slowly being able to grasp things to the point where now you're still healing along, but you still have a long road to go. But thank you, God, like this article says, your spirit hasn't been broken because you've relied on the Lord. Tell us a little about that.
I was just listening to Woodrow Kroll on the Back to the Bible program yesterday morning on Thursday, and he was talking about Job. And basically, the two choices you have when you're met with a challenge in life is that you can just keep questioning God or whomever, why in the world has this happened to me? Or you can just simply trust in God to work through the situation. And then simply put, that's what I've been doing, is trusting in God to work through it. We don't know what's going to come our way in life, but we can trust in Him to use it. And favorite psalm that I have here recently is Psalm 34:4. Says, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears." What a great confidence God's word has been in my life, and all of my brothers and sisters in Christ, and all of your prayers as well. I know many, many people, many listeners to Great News Radio have been praying for both my wife and myself.
Well, Roger, you've been an inspiration to the singing men of GNN, and we couldn't wait for you to get back singing with us in the past few months when you show up on Monday night. I mean, there's always a stir because we know the long haul you've been on for the last couple years. I mean, people just maybe don't recognize what would it be like to be bedridden for over a year with almost no movements, really relying on others to be their caretakers, to spoon feed, and then the progression that you've made, and you still have a long way to go. But I will tell you, Roger, you have been an inspiration to me and all the men, and for that matter, all that came and visited you in the hospital. I heard many people recount, because I saw you a lot of times, they would say, you know what, I go there discouraged, I go there maybe overwhelmed with things, but I want to see Roger and I want to minister to him. And they all, without exception, say, you know, I leave after visiting with Roger encouraged, blessed, filled up, trusting more in God, seeing the joy in his face, the stability of his rock-solid faith in the Lord, his trust in God. And so maybe for some of the listeners that are dealing with heartache or circumstances that are beyond their control, or just saying, God, this is not fair, how have you kind of wrestled through some of those things? Because it isn't seemingly fair for a guy who loves the Lord, that is active in serving him, involved in their church, is living a good life, has a good marriage, takes care of Brenda, his wife, his family, in a way that's very God-honoring, very biblical. Why do these bad things happen to good people? Have you wrestled through that, Roger?
I have a bit, Mark. I just am resolved that this is a way of providing us new opportunities to serve the Lord in areas that we would not be able to recognize or be introduced to if we were just staying on the status quo path that we were on. Not that that was a bad path by any means, but God has a reason for me to be recognizing other people's needs more acutely and be able to help them and encourage them.
Yeah. And I know you've really intensified your prayer ministry for so many people, and you've made literally hundreds of Facebook friends because people have heard your story, people throughout Wisconsin, throughout many of the states, and quite possibly parts of the world, as people have sent out prayer requests on your behalf, and how you've been able to, because of technology and some of the healing, and where you can start to use your fingers and type and the voice recognition, where you're ministering to a lot of people in ways you would have never imagined.
That's for sure, Mark. Your circumstances. Our minister had a point the other day in his message that God takes disaster and turns it into opportunity.
So it's kind of unique today where, Steve, you get to meet Roger, and Roger, you get to know a little more about Steve because he's helping coordinate and facilitate, and he's our project manager overseeing this community appreciation concert that's coming in a few weeks to the Virginia Theater. And Roger, you will be singing with us so many of our listeners can come out and meet you and can be blessed just by knowing your story now and seeing you a part of the Singing Men of GNN. And Steve's been working really hard at getting sponsors to keep the costs down, and he has a number of miraculous stories. So, Roger, we're going to kind of rest your arm and allow you to stay with us. I know you have therapy coming up pretty soon, but I wanted to have you give an update to the radio listeners on how you're doing well, you're healing along, you would continue to appreciate prayers, and you must be keeping out of trouble because I know we've been praying for Brenda, and she hasn't hit you over the head with her cast lately, right?
No, she has a mean backhand, though.
Yeah. Well, you keep treating that gem of yours well, and we'll keep updating our listeners on how to pray specifically for you in the days ahead. But I'm hoping they'll come out on the 29th and see you, along with the Singing Men of GNN and Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card. So we're going to have Steve share some of his God sightings in our remaining 5 or 6 minutes. So, Roger, thanks for being available today.
You're welcome, Mark. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Well, Steve, you've gotten to meet Roger a few times through the rehearsals as you came and presented to the Singing Men of GNN, and he's just an inspiration for so many of us. And it's one of those circumstances where we know, in fact, God is sovereign, that nothing, absolutely nothing, can happen outside of his permissive will. Yeah. And sometimes we don't understand his will, but we know he's a good God and his character is true, and that as we relinquish control to Him, as we surrender to Him, as we submit to Him, He'll navigate us through, even through troubled waters and or uncertainty. And so,
for His greater purpose, mm-hmm. I think I shared with you the other day, and I heard it on this station, was about how God will not protect you from that which will perfect you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can be extended a little further, even as to those things we go through may perfect us mm-hmm. because we had to go through them. But I think in Roger's story here, we also see how it perfects, in a sense, all those around him.
Yeah, yeah, and those refining fires. Say that again, that statement that you heard on the radio.
God will not protect you from that which will perfect you.
Perfect us, yeah, that refining process.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen God protecting you and refining you and opening up doors of opportunity as you're helping to bring in Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, Michael Card, and the Singing Men of GNN, which includes Roger Weisgarver.
That's right.
All for a special community appreciation concert. In fact, we only have probably about 400 or 500 tickets left. We fully expect to sell out. So a little plug, we'll give a phone number and a website so you can purchase tickets. But we've been going around, hanging up posters, getting bulletin inserts in a lot of churches. But you've seen God answer some very specific prayers for you as you've been raising funds to underwrite the costs and to get this affordable for our Great News Radio listeners. So maybe share in the last few minutes some of your God sighting stories and what people can expect when they come together on the 29th.
Well, thank you, Mark. It has been a remarkable journey, and as I've shared with you in the past, I wondered why I would sign up for something that involves so much rejection.
You
know? And once I kind of got over that hump and was
And able... we'll have to explain what that means. Because it's kind of hard to go out to people and ask for money and ask for underwriting. And, you know, people are maybe unfamiliar with our ministry or unfamiliar with these artists. And so the rejection is kind of like, you know, when you need to raise many thousands of dollars to make this affordable, you got to ask people, you know, we're looking for $2,000 and $3,000 and $5,000 donations to go. So that's a little of that rejection.
Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't take long to realize that my task as the project manager to raise funds for this concert has to do with me making the ask and the Holy Spirit working on whoever He chooses to bring forth the money. And so, interestingly, the very first businessman that I met with was a man that I met in my early 20s when I became a discussion leader for Bible Study Fellowship. It was Jamie Chesser of Chesser Financial. And thankfully, he said yes. And he became our key sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're very thankful for that, and it kind of set the tone for things to come. And I've had people come out of the woodwork who I really, you know, you kind of make assumptions about what people can give or what they can't give. Will they give? Will they not give? But the reality is we make the ask, and the Holy Spirit seems to do the work. And people that I thought, well, maybe they'd give $50, you know, gave a lot more. And we've had several businesses who've chosen to give anonymously. And we're just as thankful for those as we are for the ones that we can, you know, provide some on-air shout-outs and help promote their business, because that's what makes it possible at the end of the day for them to support Christian radio in this case.
And to keep the ticket prices at $11, you've heard us talk about this concert event over the weeks and months, but literally this should cost about $30 or $40 per ticket when you take in the sound system and the lighting and the union work and the rental of the Virginia Theater and all the costs and bringing the artists in and feeding them and caring for them and all the things, the complexities of contracts, 15, 17-page contracts, because everything really needs to be talked about and discussed and worked through. But we just felt strongly on the beginning of this that we wanted to make it affordable for a whole family to be able to come out, to bring friends, neighbors, family members. And so we hope that's going to happen. And we're down to about the last $8,000 so that all the fees and expenses are covered. And we're putting together a little special thing that I mentioned yesterday on the air that we want to announce. And so in our closing about minute and a half, what Steve and I have been praying about and talking about, we need about $8,000 more. And so we don't know if maybe a couple families, an individual, a business, an organization will say, hey, we'll cover the whole eight, or we'll cover five, or we'll donate $1,000 towards that. But one unique thing that we want to do is we're going to feed Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card a nice Olive Garden dinner before they perform that evening. And so we kind of want to allow a couple, a family, maybe two friends, maybe a husband and wife that really would like to meet with them to bid towards those two VIP tickets. So you'd get two tickets in the VIP section. You'll get to meet and greet all four of those artists, and you'll get to have dinner with them. But our thought was that it would go to the highest bidder, and we'll put this out for about a week. So by next Friday, maybe we'll announce who the high bidder is. But we're hoping that maybe you would say, hey, I'll do that for $200. And then an hour or two later, we'll announce, hey, we have $200 in, and somebody will say, I'm going to invest $500. And somebody else will say, hey, I'm going to help the radio ministry. They can use the money, and this is a great cause. I will donate $1,000. And who knows, maybe we'll get up to that $8,000 need from an individual. But if you would like to be a part of that bidding process to have dinner with Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card, and to have two tickets in our VIP section, then call the station, 217-367-7777 or 1-888-333-9466, and just submit your bid. And Karen, when she answers the phone, you know, if you say, hey, I want to pledge $1,000, I want to pledge $2,000, we'll keep making announcements, we'll make it current, and we'll see what the Lord will raise from a couple special people that want to have dinner with these four artists and support this radio ministry. So call now. You'll have now till next week. We'll give you updates throughout the day or throughout the weekend, and maybe on the morning program next week we'll give updates. But the high bidder will get to have dinner with these four artists. It'll be a really good Olive Garden dinner. You'll have two VIP section tickets, and you'll get to enjoy the evening, and you'll be helping the radio ministry. So, hey, you get to accomplish a number of fun things. So call now and submit your high bid, and we'll see where the Lord leads. But we're still looking for about $8,000 to cover all the expenses, so that way the station can break even on this. So we want to keep it affordable for all of you that can attend. And if you want tickets, you can call the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063 or go to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. So let those phones start ringing. So if you and a family member or you and a friend want to have dinner with Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card on the evening of Thursday, March 29th, then call in and submit your high bid. We'll keep track of where the bid's at, who's pledged the most. We'll give updates over the air. You'll be helping a great cause, this radio ministry. You'll allow us to break even on this event. And ideally, we'd love to raise $8,000, but hey, that'd be a pretty incredible gift. But you'll be secured two VIP tickets, multiple hugs from the Great News Radio staff. You'll take some of the pressure off of my friend here, Steve, our project manager. And you'll know you'll play a strategic role in keeping the prices affordable so our Great News Radio listeners can attend the event. So call now, 217-367-7777. Or for those in Indiana or maybe listening online somewhere around the country and you want to help, dial 1-888-333-9466. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.